Good morning and welcome to Insiders with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host Luckett Peters this Sunday morning as we bring you cricket news hot off the field and also rugby news, the school's president's knockout quarterfinals from Havelock Park. And the report is given to you with the compliments, of course, of from Shane Dulaba. Okay, let me start off with cricket news. The game at the SSC, the 92nd battle between St. Peter's and St. Joseph's was very exciting. It did not end as a tame draw. Now, like some of the other games that we saw yesterday, the big games were all tame draw, and the teams were just playing for time, but the Josephian Pete tribe was a different ball game. I'll give you the reasons and the scores, and you can then understand as to why I term it as a draw, but not a tame draw. Josephians made 352 for 8 wickets in their first innings. The Pete rides overnight 248 for 7, but were bowled out for 257. St. Joseph's played positive cricket in their second innings because from the get-go we knew they were going to set the Pete rides a target. They declared at 190 for 4. Avinesh Samash made 56, and Wakun Goda, who made that 84 in the first innings, made 56 as well. Savindu Silva, the right-arm off-spinner, who took 5 wickets in the first innings, took 2 for 46, and the Pete rides were set a target of 286, but the beauty is they played positive cricket. The Pete rides ended the day 215 for 8. Tharin Sanketh, unbeaten on 63, looked very positive. Now that's a good sign. And Joshua Sebastian made 53. The Josephian bowling, Vishna Peeris, 5 for 113, a bit expensive, but Vigneswaran Akash, who bowls right arm leg spin, and he also has the wrong arm, was very impressive yet again. He took 4 wickets for 50 runs, and remember, in the first innings, he was the main strike bowler for the Josephians because he took 6 wickets. And that spell of his, he looks up a bowler who can really control a batter's approach, put it that way, because his wrong arm is very effective. So well bowled Vigneswaran Akash, 6 wickets in the first innings and 4 wickets in the second innings. Going across to goal, well, the Richmond Minder, a tame draw. Richmond 315 bowled out in their first innings. Behind the college was 90 for 2 overnight, ultimately made 332 for 9 declared. So it was going to be a bit of a boring game, no doubt. Dinet Pahasara made 124. Srandulla Maburana 50. Manita Rajapaksa 58. And Miranga Aridasa for Richmond took 3 for 105. Quite expensive. Richmond in their second essay for 83 for 1. So it just ended up as basically a tame draw. St. Benedict's had their big match against Wesley, and the game was played at the Pisara Stadium. St. Benedict's put into bat made 222 all out. Wesley replied with 257 for 8. And St. Benedict's in their second innings won 72 for 6. So that's a tame draw. Then in Kandy, Kingswood versus Dharmaraja also ended up in a tame draw. Kingswood 226 all out. Dharmaraja in their first innings, 160 all out. And Kingswood in their second innings, 102 for 2 wickets. In Kurunagala, another tame draw. Remember, St. Anne's Kurunagala was bowled out for 187. And Malyadeva made a big score, 421 for 7. And the St. Anne's boys in their second innings, 15 for no loss. So there we go, another tame draw. Right now we come to the quarterfinals of one of the best rugby matches I've seen in the school's arena in recent times between Wesley and St. Peter's at the Havelock Park. But before I give you the scores and the results, please, spectators, respect the organizers, because the second half started 15 minutes behind schedule because of spectator invasion into the grounds a little bit, right? And remember, that the game ended at 6:15 and it was pretty dark. So I hope spectators watching games, especially in the school's arena at Havelock, will try and respect. I mean, Havelock's is a wonderful grounds because you feel very close to the players, but please ensure that you keep the boundary lines, because the match commissioner had no problem but to start the second half 15 minutes behind schedule. So just imagine a schoolboy ending, schoolboy game ending pretty murky conditions, pretty dark, you know, in all honesty. So there we go. So that is something that I need to tell you this morning. Right, Wesley have qualified for the semi-finals of the President's 2026 tournament, beating St. Peter's by 36 points to 29. What a game of rugby it was. St. Peter's led 24-22 at the breather. It looked as though the pendulum was swinging both ways, but I think both teams in defense were guilty. High tackles, and then, you know, we saw some yellow cards being flashed out. But I dare say that Wesley kept their guts going. They really played good rugger. And I think St. Peter's had a few issues in defense in the latter part of the game. And also the kicking boots of the Wesley fullback. I mean, he was amazing. He was the playmaker that got Wesley this victory by 36 points to 29 after they were led 24 points to 22. At the breather. So well played both Wesley and St. Peter's. I think it's fair to say, state that both teams were equally matched and they both deserve a place in the semi-finals. But this is a knockout tournament, so only one go through. So Wesley are through to the semi-finals. Games coming up today is Royal versus St. Thomas's. That'll be another interesting game. Then Isipathana take on St. Joseph's. And Trinity Candy will have their work cut out against Zaira. On behalf of Lucky Pieris, this is Brian Thomas signing off, wishing all of you a very blessed day. We look forward to your company yet again tomorrow at the same time. And we also convey our gratitude to Shane Dulava for briefing us on the rugby scene. Spin you a couple of records being a holiday today. Enjoy your Sunday and also enjoy the three rugby games that are coming up this evening. Look forward to your company tomorrow. Bye for now.